Alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome. The alternative media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, May 27th. We're in hour two of the broadcast. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. Sam, just so you know, I'm in a big storm coming through, just in case I would lose internet or power here. I just wanted to let everyone know in case that was to happen. I have to get this story in, and we will open the phone lines here shortly, but this story is coming in from the Washington Times. A mob of students at Washington State Liberal Arts College confronted a professor and demanded his resignation for writing an email questioning the propriety of a race demonstration in which white people are invited to leave the campus for the day. The incident closely mirrors one at Yale University in 2015, in which an email over the right to wear provocative Halloween costumes set off a firestorm and ended up in the resignation of two college leaders. Now, a video of the confrontation at the Evergreen State College, recorded by one of the protesters and posted to Facebook on Tuesday, shows the biology professor, now get this, his name is Brett Weinstein, and he's attempting to reason with dozens of students who routinely shout him down and demand his resignation. Now, he's claiming to be white. That's the beauty of all this. You couldn't make this stuff up. They demand that all the white people, and apparently this professor, which, you know, according to his name, obviously appears to be Jewish, dared to question this. One student responds, "We don't care what terms you want to speak on. This is not about you. We're not speaking on terms of white privilege. This is not a discussion. You have lost that one." So apparently, you know, if you grow up white in America and you go to college, you may well be asked, just because you're white, to leave the college. And let me tell you something. White people that do that, you are the epitome of the problem. You are the cuck generation. I would love to be going to one of these colleges and the faculty or the black student body or the Jewish student body or the Hispanic student body or anybody else demand that I leave the campus because I'm white. All cards would be on the table. Fist fight, gun fight, knife fight, whatever. I'm not going to be discriminated against because I'm white and be forced to leave the campus. I mean, I'm discriminated against because I'm white practically everywhere you go anymore. If the white people would wake up and smell the coffee of the situation in which we live in, the reality of the situation. It's all coming to fruition. You can see it, just like the story I did last week about Harvard University is going to have a separate graduation just for black people. Give me a freaking break. I mean, does the white college students have no balls at all? I mean, what's happened to this generation to go along with this ridiculous absurdity? But yet, here we are. They're actually, this is, of course, this makes no mainstream media. It's only in, the Washington Post, of course, carried the story. But this is a big, if you look at some of the videos, this is a big story that's going on about this one apparent Jewish professor actually questioning the it's not a forced removal, but it is an expected removal of the white people so that they can be shamed into their white privilege. I mean, isn't this a new term that's come along? We're supposed to be shamed because we have white privilege. You know, this equality argument that everyone is created equally is absurd. I mean, I guess, you know, in a utopian type dream world, it would be great, but it's not. Some people are smarter than other people. Some races have attributes other races don't have. If everyone was created equally, would Africa have a space program? I mean, there's several different things you can throw at it. But we shouldn't expect, and we shouldn't expect to be forced to expect, to accept a reality that is ridiculous. Because all people are, everyone's different. And, you know, there's smart people in other races. I've met them. I'm not arguing a white supremacist type argument here. I'm just saying it is ridiculous to buy this narrative that everyone is equal and all races are equal. They're not. History proves it. But yet, they are successfully demonizing the white race and getting, unfortunately, these college students to apparently go along with this absurdity. And this is just the latest story of this. This is going to continue as we move forward, unless there's some pushback. And, you know, I thought the Kevin Alfred Strom interview last hour, and I meant to mention this to him because I think it's interesting. He's actually listed by the SPLC as the last intellectual in the white nationalist movement. And I'm not saying that he is, but it's really kind of an honor to be named that. Because if you read his writings and you listen to his podcast, I have to say, in retrospect, the guy has been dead on his predictions of the Trump presidency. I secretly was kind of hoping he was wrong, but he wasn't. So he should be given credit where credit's due. Now, I wanted to get this in. The name of the Jewish mass bomb hoaxer. And let's go back just a second, and I tell you what, we're starting to get some people calling in. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. I didn't announce it. Dr. Slattery's got the third hour, so this is it. So I would like to let people voice their opinion. 1-800-313-9443. The mainstream media, of course, even Donald Trump had to address the anti-Semitism of these bomb threats that was going on. Now, let me back up a second and say, I saw about 6 months ago, don't hold me to that date because I lose track of time, but they had received a letter at a Jewish school in a neighboring county. Just a letter, and it was not even really that threatening, I thought, but whatever. Well, with that letter, did they call the police? Yeah. Did they call the sheriff's department? Yeah. Did they call the North Carolina State Bureau of Investigation, the FBI? Yeah. They called the FBI. They called everyone over this one letter going to a Jewish school. Now, you know good and damn well that if that had been a Christian school or public school, it wouldn't have got past, you know, the local police department. But Michael Kadar is the name of this 18-year-old Jew arrested for making over 2,000 bomb threats against Jewish institutions around the globe from his home in Israel. Now, this is thenewobserveronline.com. If you've not checked out that website, do so. He will face trial on 7 charges, including now you're not going to get this on the mainstream media. Lester Cuckholt's not going to tell you this. Cuck Todd's not going to tell you. Sean Napon Hannity's not going to tell you. Pedophilia, drugs, weapons, assault, in addition to the 2,000 bomb threats, but he's only going to face trial on 7 charges. All of these threats were blamed on anti-Semites, and this supposed upsurge in anti-Semitism was used as the reason. Now, let's back up. Remember this now. These bomb threats, these hoaxes that came from Israel from a Jew, were used to put pressure, supposedly, on Amazon to ban books by, like, Dr. David Duke, Tex Mars. You know, Tex Mars sent me an email about the books that they had banned. This whole hoax thing, not only was it to generate a sympathy for the Jews and the victimization of the Jews, but it actually had probably more than dual. It was to eliminate the sale of these books on Amazon, and also, as always, to demonize anyone that they could label as an anti-Semite. This is the biggest story. Well, at least one of the biggest stories. Shouldn't the arrest of this mass hoaxer? I mean, I may not get into the whole story here, but I mean, planes were being turned around. He caused flights to be canceled because he made threats to airports, airlines, schools, Jewish institutions, and U.S. police stations. He caused flights to be changed, planes to land, and it's unbelievable. But he don't get. There's not going to be the media coverage about the arrest that there was all them hoaxes. A lot of people don't even know the arrest was ever made because it was only like a 30-second little blurb on NBC News with Lester Cuckolt. So they don't know. After all those weeks of constant barrage, the lead story, even the president had to address this mass anti-Semitism against the Jews. But it all turned out it was this Michael Kadar, an 18-year-old, that was doing all this out of his house. But he had all of this suppression equipment. He had all this advanced equipment so as not to be caught. That's how come he didn't get caught for so long. But it'll be interesting to see where this story goes. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go to Dave in Nevada. Then we got Frank in North Carolina. Dave, how are you doing tonight, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, Perrin? I heard your last guest there. It was very good last hour on the white nationalism issue and with regards to Trump. And I would have to agree that he was pretty dead on with his assessment, and I kind of was on the same boat as he was. I was very wary of Donald Trump, but I voted for him anyways. Here's the thing that I always knew about Donald Trump just from watching him was that Donald Trump was not really a white nationalist from the get-go. He never really purported to be. It was just kind of that there was a moment where people were attaching him to David Duke, and so there was this kind of attachment to Donald Trump by the white nationalist movement via kind of this secondary or tertiary association with David Duke. But Donald Trump himself never really latched onto the white race thing, if you actually paid attention to what he was doing. And he's definitely not doing it now, but it's obvious what race he's paying very close attention to and giving a lot of favors for. But I don't think that I personally don't think that the white national Lism thing's going to take off. It's not going to work because I don't think that whites in general really care for each other that much in order to actually coalesce. And I'm not saying that as a negative thing. I'm just saying that it's not. I don't see the white race or the white nationalist movement as being very unifying. Because I don't see, for instance, if let's say a white police officer pulled over some white guy, he wouldn't be saying, "Oh, you're a white guy. We should bond, or I should help you out, and you know, or I won't cause you harm, or something like that." It's not like you see white people giving each other winks and nods in the courtrooms or anything like that. I mean, these are kind of gross examples, but
That may be true to a certain extent, and of course, you know, right. After I ran for office, I came off of that, Dave, and I said white people don't like white people that try to help white people, but I guess the flip side of that, and this is something that, you know, for the most part, the black race don't have, and I don't know, I'm not going to say Hispanics, but it's something a little bit unique to the white race, is that, you know, we do have the connection where, like, hey, oh, you need some tires? Well, go check out my buddy, you know, so-and-so, and, you know, white people own businesses, and we do work together in those type situations. We have that going for us, but I think, and, you know, maybe I'm being overly optimistic, but I do believe that as white people see more of this blatant bias, like the Harvard school story, the other university with White Shame Day or whatever, that it, right. It will help us to unite, hopefully, in the future. But go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I hope so too. I'm not being overly negative, but the reason why I'm saying this is, I think in principle, race, the white race has, it's a very watered down term, and I'll give you an example. In Europe, for centuries, white people were killing each other. And they were all whites, but they were from different nations, and they had different reasons for killing each other. They didn't unify around the idea of race. They had other reasons for killing each other. And so, just the term white in and of itself is, I believe it personally, that I believe it's watered down. And it's not just Anglo. It's not just Anglo-Saxon, because there are Celtic whites, there are Italian whites, there are people who are in the Mediterranean. And the idea of white is very, it's more complex than people give it credit for. And so that's why I don't believe that just there has to be something a little bit more concentrated than the term white. And that's one of the reasons why I don't believe that just whiteness in and of itself is going to unify people, because let's face it, there are a lot of people who have white skin color who are not really white or Anglo. And they pose as whites. So that's one of the problems too, is that people, it's so easy to disguise yourself as a white person when you're working for the other side. And so,
that's what it looked like. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to say, is that I think there has to be something a little bit more. I think it was just one of the kind of the mistakes that, it wasn't a mistake, but I don't think that, Donald Trump, he's not a white nationalist. That's something people need to realize about Donald Trump, and he never was.
Oh, I agree with you on that. And you know, we've seen the white nationalist movement, the alt-right, really gravitate hard to Donald Trump, and of course now, you know, he's pretty much abandoned any regard to anything that would really advance or help the white race, sadly. We're coming up on the break. Hey, thanks for the call, Dave. Always enjoy it. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join in. We'll come back. We got Frank in North Carolina. Stay with us.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877 888 872-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And we're back on the Alternative Media. May is Pledge Drive Month here at RBN. And, you know, you may be aware of this, you may not. RBN has been within hours of closing down on at least 6 occasions over the past 2 years. John has drastically cut the expenses at RBN from $23,000 a month to $12,000. There's equipment that needs to be bought. You know, if you enjoy this broadcast and other broadcasts at RBN, donate and help support the work. It is the time right now. 1-800-724-2719 if you'd like to call in a donation. And you can go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and make a donation via PayPal. And the address is on the website if you would like to mail a donation. May is Pledge Drive Month at RBN. 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, we're going to go back to the phones. We got Frank in North Carolina, then Charlie in L.A., Lark in Texas coming up. Frank, how you doing tonight, my friend?
Oh, I can't complain, I guess. Yeah, I really do like your guest in the first hour. He's one of my favorite guests, I guess, of all times. Got to be in the top five. I like he's very mature, and he's not overly passionate like I get sometimes. And he's articulate. I mean, he's just a straightforward guy. He tells it like it is. He's not trying to impress anyone. And Kevin Alfred Strom, that's his name, right?
Yes, sir.
And he's associated with the National Vanguard. Yeah, I'm very impressed by him, and I'm sure that's a very good group. Hey, I wanted to mention something before I went on with that, before I forget. First of all, Dave in Nevada, I don't appreciate him coming on before I do, because he always takes the wind out of my sails. Okay, so, Dave in Nevada, from now on, before you call in, wait until you hear my call. And if that puts you behind, and for some reason I don't call, I'm just messing. I'd love to see an expression on Dave's face right now. he's made jokes about me before, so I'm just getting back at it. But hey, listen, I don't take a lot of stock in this kind of stuff. I'm very skeptical with people who say they know everything that happened thousands of years ago and where the origin of mankind is, civilization. But I heard something on the radio this week, and it basically was saying something like, well, we were wrong. Some scientific journal was basically saying that it was either civilization, and I haven't been on the internet in a couple of months, so I haven't had a chance to look into it yet. I was wondering if anybody had heard about it, but civilization or mankind, it was one or the other, had not started on the continent of Africa like they've been saying for the last several decades. And I was always a little bit suspicious of that. I'm like, well, you know, it's a big continent, it's possible. But I always thought there was some political agenda behind that. To make, you know, it's like, well, the white man stole everything, right? You know, we stole humanity, we stole civilization from the continent of Africa, from the black people, because they actually started everything. But anyway, it was some scientific journal, it was a report, and I only heard the tail end of it, but now they're finding evidence that actually it all started in Europe and not Africa. So I just wanted to throw that out there. People can look into it for themselves.
Hey, Frank, New Observer Online... .com. I've got the story, Europe, Birthplace of Mankind, Not Africa, Scientists Find, the Out-of-Africa Theory promoted by the leftist establishment in its mania to prove racial equality has been thoroughly disproven with the news that the oldest hominid fossils have been found now in Europe, not Africa. So actually, I got the story with me tonight. It's off the New Observer Online, but you're 100% correct. And, of course, mainstream media has not touched this story with a 10-foot pole.
Well, wow, that worked out just perfectly. I'm glad I brought it up because, like you're saying, I haven't even heard the alternative media talk about it. This was just one show, one guy on one alternative media show. It's a very obscure show that doesn't have a very big audience on another network. So I'm glad that you were able to immediately lay hands on that. And, you know, I'm even skeptical of that. I don't believe anything. I'm skeptical. Anybody that tells me they know exactly what happened, whatever, I'm always a little skeptical. I always have a right to reserve a little bit of skepticism. But I now looking back on it, I was suspicious at the time. You know, long time ago when they were pushing that, I'm like, I think there's something else going on behind all this. Just like with Kevin Alpert Strom, it was so refreshing to hear him state what he stated about Michael Jackson, because I remember back in the early 80s, being a white guy, I wasn't even really conscious of the fact that I was white. You know, I mean, I was like 10, 11 years old, and I remember this big push was on, and everybody was all about Michael Jackson. He's the greatest thing that ever came. He's a god, you know, Thriller. And I remember thinking, this is really stupid. There's not any talent involved. The whole culture of it, the whole appearance of it, the whole look of it, it's just so anti, it's the antithesis of everything that I feel in my own soul and body. And I hear the music.
Hang on to that thought. We'll wrap it up on the other side. But two fossils of an ape-like creature which had human-like teeth have been found in Bulgaria and Greece dating to 7.2 million years ago. We'll come back with Frank. Then we got Charlie and Lark coming up. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. And Frank, I better give you the last word. We're getting the phone calls stacked up here, and I got about 26 minutes left, but go ahead.
Oh, good. Well, I'll keep it brief. Hey, yeah, I mean, Michael Jackson just wasn't my cup of tea, but there was something about it. I mean, I know, you know, he was a cute kid in the Jackson 5. I remember watching that as a kid on TV, you know, and stuff. But there was something about it, you know, when he went out on his own and he was, like, grabbing at his crotch and he was doing all this weird stuff. And he kept getting whiter and whiter. I knew that there was something unnatural about it and there was some hidden agenda behind it. And I think he would agree with it now from the grave. I mean, it was. The Jews basically used him to it was part of that transformation of America, right? I think. And it was just so refreshing to hear Kevin Alper Trump, because I hear so many people in our movement are associated with the truth and all that, that just, you know, they're big Michael Jackson fans. I'm like, oh my God, man, I saw through that when I was like a 10-year-old boy. And anyway, it was refreshing to hear that, and glad I got that out and you were able to confirm what I had heard. And I'm telling you, man, we've got a lot of really weak links, though, and like the Patriot Movement, the truth movement. There's a lot of people, they're not going to get it. If they haven't gotten it by now, I mean, a lot of these guys behind microphones, they're just clowns. They want to be fashionable. They want to be politically correct. And I think maybe some of them are actually compromised, even the lower level guys. And Alex Jones, oh, my God, man. It is, I mean, I know if people get sick of hearing me mentioning Alex Jones, but, I mean, it is incredible the disinformation he's putting out. I mean, no mention of Israel or dual Israeli citizens or Jews involvement in anything. I mean, it's the Chinese, it's this group, it's that group. Not one mention. I mean, just a total liar. And but we got a lot of the people in our movement, they're not really going to get the truth of it. It's not just the lower level blacks that are against us, that hate us. It's the elite blacks. A lot of them hate us too. And you can't change that. We're not going to change that in the time that we have left. And a lot of our people, white people, Italians, I get the feeling a lot of Italians don't really see themselves as white. That's why they're weak links, I believe. And I know that's a very controversial statement that I'm making. But I notice a lot of Italian people, Americans of Italian extraction, are very weak on a lot of things. And they don't really have that solidarity. But they're not going to understand it until their face is in the mud and they've got a boot, a freaking Bolshevik boot on the back of their neck. Then they're going to get it. They're going to get it when it's too late. But anyway, all right, I've caused enough trouble. I'll get out of your way, man. Thanks.
Thank you so much. That's when I knew Elvis was really dead, was when Michael Jackson married his daughter. All right, Charlie in Los Angeles, then Lark, then Fred. Charlie, how you doing? Thanks for holding, sir.
Yeah, I'm doing good. A couple of three things quick. Just to let Frank know, Michael Jackson was the only rocker to call the Jews out for the thieves that they were to all the rockers in the rock and roll history. Maybe that's why he ended up dead. As far as the white people in Africa, it didn't take them long to move to the suburbs of Europe. And Seth Meyers, his father was the president of Bethel Synagogue in Omaha, Nebraska. That makes him King Jew in Omaha. And he went to Creighton University, which is a super expensive Jesuit university. And then by the time he was 27 years old, he was moving in the highest circles of Washington. Now, he was supposedly leaking Democrat emails. And that makes me think he's a Mossad agent, because the Likud party in Israel is not very fond of the Democrat party, because they see them as behind some of this boycotting, the two-state solution, putting pressure on them. So Seth Meyers is, in my opinion, there's more to him than meets the eye. I would say
let me ask you this. Charlie, you're saying Seth Meyers, wasn't his name Seth Rich?
Oh, Seth Rich. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Seth Meyers, okay. But Seth Rich, yeah. Yeah, but his father was his father was president of Bethel Synagogue in Omaha, so that makes his dad the King Jew of Omaha, basically.
And I know there's some conspiracy going around, and I don't know the facts because I wasn't there, but that he was still alive at the hospital. I've read some of that. You know, I don't know, but the story.
Who even knows if any of that's true? I mean, I just, you know, the way it sounds like they were playing hot potato with his chart in the hospital.
Who even knows if any of it's true? That's why I haven't covered that, is because, you know, who am I to know? And there's so much, you can find anything on the internet. So I know that that discrepancy is out there. But, you know, Julian Assange told us that the leak wasn't a state-sponsored leak. He was trying to say it wasn't Russia. So it's an interesting story. And then it's interesting no matter what, just because the media blackout of the story. Covering the Seth Rich angle. But go ahead, sir.
Okay, one more thing before I go. As far as that one caller talking about white nationalists, if you could just take a look at Hitler, he wasn't a white nationalist. He wasn't a white supremacist. He was in the business of organizing and bringing the Germanic people back into the Reich. You know, he wasn't trying to, you know, recruit the French and the Russians and the British. He knew that they were too vulnerable to Jewish, you know, capitalism. He wanted the Germanic people. As far as white nationalists in this country, there's a lot of people on the top. It's pretty Jewy. You know, if you take a look at who's moving around in the white nationalist movement, the usual cast of characters. So I would think we should start a Germanic registry, okay, and start a Germanic movement. I don't think the white people don't have enough in common to pull it off. I'll let you go. Good night.
Hey, thanks for the phone call. Thanks for the phone call. Lark in Texas, patiently holding. Lark, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, hi there, Farron. It's been a while. Yes, sir, glad to have you on. I want to mention a website. It's called DNAconsultants.com. DNAconsultants.com. Do a site search. Abraham Lincoln's Jewish roots. Then also become familiar with this word, Melungeon. M-E-L-U-N is in Nancy, G-E-O-N. In particular, look at the ship's manifest. That's a listing of the people that settled this country from Europe. At that website alone, it's a treasure trove of information. The other thing I want to bring up, examples in American history quickly of Melungeons, Abraham Lincoln, Jefferson Davis, Daniel Boone, Andrew Jackson, Elvis Presley, whose mother was Jewish, and I don't think he was white. Maybe he thought he was white. I don't know. But also Heather Locklear and many more. A lot of our country and Western music stars over time have actually been Melungeon, our most famous country and Western music stars. And a lot of people changed their names for a variety of reasons, both in Europe and in the Americas, North, South, Central America. But I do agree with some of your callers, in particular Dave. I don't think white nationalism is a unifying force for the good. In particular, I want to point out an article that anyone can read. It's called Europe's Kosher Right-Wing Parties, also variously styled as Europe's Kosher Nationalist, quote-unquote, parties. Now, they've all been infiltrated. In this country, and I'll get off the phone, you have people like Sam Dixon, Richard Spencer, Matt Heimbach, and a few others. The young guest that you had on a week or two ago, these people are sounding communitarian themes. They're getting this out of the universities and the schools today. And so the question needs to be posed to these people that think of these people as heroes. See, I know a lot about Richard Spencer. He's from Dallas. You know, I know a lot about people like Bill Gates. You know, I lived in Seattle. He was a regular customer at a restaurant I used to work at years ago in the 80s. And I know about his wife, who's from Dallas, who went to an exclusive Catholic school. But I want to get one of these so-called intellectuals on sometime, and I want to question them. I want to know why they support something that the Jews, quote-unquote, so strongly support today, called communitarianism and communitarian law. And I haven't had that opportunity to even pose these questions to any of these so-called thought leaders in the white nationalist movement. And I'll leave it at that. You're welcome to respond,
I do know, Lark, like there's videos of famous Jews that's changed their name, like Kirk Douglas's real name was like Esar Daniel Ovitch or something like that. Don't hold me to that. I hadn't had time to look it up, but all that's true. I mean, it's mind blowing. There's a YouTube video that just goes through Jill St. John. I mean, it just goes through them. It's one after the other.
And I've watched that. But the bigger question, Farron, is once again this thing called communitarianism, which somehow people don't want to wrap their minds around it, and they don't want to know what is communitarian law. But you can simply write into any search engine, what is communitarianism, what is communitarian law? And you can find out. And now you can understand how it is the entire country is being bamboozled to get into these fake food fights. You know, they keep us divided, and we remain conquered. Okay? And I'm particularly chagrined that these so-called thought leaders, Sam Dixon, the attorney, Richard Spencer, National Policy Institute, young Matt Heimbach, the guest you had on last week, the week before. I mean, these people are actually saying and using the word, and we don't question why.
Yeah, are you referring to maybe Travis Goley, Community
yes.
First Outreach?
Yes.
Maybe that.
That's exactly right. He's very young. I think he's well-meaning. Don't get me wrong. But see, I just don't like to see people get conned, faked, and deceived. I've got a real problem with that. I've had a problem with that all my life. I don't care who you are. You know, I don't like to see people get burned. Now, I've been burned. You've been burned. We've all been burned before. We've all been deceived. And most of us, if we come face to face with it, we don't like it. And I don't like seeing the American people deceived by these academics and these so-called thought leaders and these intellectuals and, you know, whoever they think they are, pulling the wool over the so-called white nationalist movement. So I would urge you and your listeners to investigate what I just laid out before you. And I want to challenge one of these big shots sometime. Bring them on air. Let's talk about it. Why are they supporting something that the so-called Jews are so heavily invested in and are so much behind?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to move on. I appreciate your phone call, Lark. And, you know, I did hear you one time call into Stormfront, and you were trying to have that debate. I don't know how to address that. So we're going to move on. I'm going to try to get everybody some airtime. We've only got about 14 minutes left. Thanks for the phone call, Lark. Fred in Michigan, patiently holding. Fred, how you doing tonight? What's on your mind?
Hey, Brother Farron. Good to hear your voice. And Frank and Lark. All we're missing here tonight is Brother Robert Rabel out of good old Show Me Mo.
You know, I haven't heard from Robert in a while. I haven't heard from him in a long while. But I know he's doing well.
Well, he was broadcasting, you know, bold face, Marine Corps Semper Fi loud and clear last week. And, I sure don't want to ever see that, disappear. When I think of Memorial, Farron, I'm recalling citations from Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan, and of course, Tex Mars. Lark brought up DNAconsultants.com. Well, you know, ex-U.S. Air Force Colonel Tex Mars, with an aeronautics engineering degree, he damn well ought to know what he's talking about when he authors a book, Holy Serpent of the Jews, DNA Science, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Okay, so, and as a former Roman Catholic, fully rehabbed, defected, sacramental, spiritual propaganda, mind control, slave subject, fully rehabbed. There's a guy, Hugh Akins, A-K-I-N-S. Brother Robert brought this a couple years ago. Hugh Akins, Roman Catholic scholar, this dissident, author of Synagogue Rising. Now, Memorial time, we cannot forget the murders, the genocidal murders of one. No. I heard Armenians interviewed on national Pharisee propaganda radio, I think it was last fall, somewhere before Christmas, I think it was. And these Armenians said, no, it wasn't 1 million, it was close to 4 million Armenians that were slaughtered. By whom? The Young Turks, Ataturk, what was that guy? A satanic Babylonian Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar, Freemasonic serpent Semanite, supremacist, racist, communitarian, murderer, okay? And then, of course, we have Alexander Solzhenitsyn, man. Here's a guy who gets the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1970 for Gulag Archipelago, and on page 79 of Volume 2, he IDs by names, there was like eight of them, the primary orchestrators, conductors, administrators of the Gulag that systematically murdered 66 million Goyim Gentile Christian people. 66 million. Then we got the terrible Swedish Jew, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who orchestrated, conducted supervised, administered the murders of 9 million innocent Germans, most of whom were civilians. And by the way, if you don't know this, I didn't know this till I read it in Hitchcock's Synagogue of Satan. The Attorney General of Poland in 1994 demanded the extradition of Solomon Morrell from good old Israel, our best and our best friend and ally. Freudian slip, our greatest enemy of all time. They refused to extradite good old Solomon because he's a national treasure. Why? Because he fulfilled Talmudic principal edicts. Murder your enemy mercilessly. And that's what Solomon Morrell did in Poland after World War II. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you how he did it.
Hang on for me. We're coming up on a break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Fred in Michigan. Back in a moment.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
And we're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast. Fred, we've got about 3 or 4 minutes. Let me have one or two of them. So you got about 2 minutes to wrap it up there. But go ahead and continue. I want to hear the rest of it.
Solomon Morrell was Uncle Joe Stalin's choice for this concentration camp commandant in Poland, the camp was at Swiatoszkowice. I'm butchering, but anyhow, here's what Morel did. He murdered babies by bashing their heads against stone walls. He bludgeoned inmates to death with stools and clubs. His favorite method of torture of inmates was to impale them. He forced women and children to parade around naked in sub-zero temperatures. He made inmates eat human feces. And, of course, he starved inmates to death. Okay? Now, a fellow by the name of John Sack, an eye for an eye, he documents that Uncle Joe Stalin chose satanic Talmudic Jews as camp commandants in the knowledge that they would abide by their Talmudic principal edicts of being merciless in their murders of their enemies, who are goyim, right? So, by the way, Farron, you need to check out Henry McCall, Michael, Andy, Kevin, Oscar, Walter, henrymccall.com, 21 August of last year, because he shows you who the deep state regime actually is, the nucleus of it. Shabbat Luberdicker Lubavitch, Levi Semtov, arm-in-arm with the previous president in Washington, D.C. They look like they're bed partners. And totally bizarre, man.
Hey, thank you so much, Fred. Let's leave it right there. I've only got about 2 minutes left. I got a couple of things I want to run down, but I always enjoy your phone call. And thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. And next week we're going to go a little deeper into the USS Liberty. Like I said, nationalvanguard.org. You can listen to this week and last week's broadcast discussing this. It's partially Kevin Alfred Strom, and then it goes back 20 years to Dr. William Luther Pierce discussing this. I really do believe this is something great to share with people that you're trying to wake up or give information to. You can go to nowowl.com and you can look at the flyers they've created and pass them out if you would like something like that. And again, I want to thank Kevin Alfred Strom for joining me tonight. I think he is a great voice in this movement, a real sound voice of looking at what's happening and breaking it down to the reality of it. So special thanks to him as well. Again, donate to RBN, 1-800-724-2719. If you want to call in a donation, go to the website, republicbroadcasting.org, and you can donate by PayPal. Coming up next, third hour, Dr. Patrick Slattery. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And everyone have a great weekend.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.